Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday, August 5th, 2022. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And I'm drinking this Powerade. Now, if you didn't listen in hour number one, I like the Powerade Zero with zero sugar. And the other, well, yesterday, matter of fact, I went to the store to get some of this, and the only flavor they had in zero left was watermelon berry, which would not have been my first choice. But it tastes okay, but it turns your mouth red. But for some reason, it dries your mouth out. So for whatever reason, I'm drinking this right now, so I'll be good on vitamins and potassium and all this. But if it sounds like I have the dry mouth, the cotton mouth, see, there it was, cotton mouth, you'll know why. It's a big morning here for the next 3 hours. We've got those Willie Nelson tickets. We've got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. And we're going to do it the old Family Feud way. And by the way, can you hear me okay? Because Pastor Whitaker was using a cell phone, and we did have a call during that time period that it was kind of a little more difficult to hear. Can you hear me okay now? Somebody give me a buzz, because when we start this Willie Nelson ticket giveaway, I want to make sure everybody can hear me loud and clear. I turned on a radio, so I think you can, but let's see. 740-383-9944. And again, I am in the studio. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Willie Nelson at the Ohio State Fair tonight, or the Dublin Irish Festival, which will be going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday down at Kauffman Park, I believe it is, in Dublin. Yeah, Kauffman Park is where I believe they've been doing that. So 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you can hear everything loud and clear out there in listener land. I'm pretty sure you can. I turned on the radio at the top of the hour, and it sounded good. So hopefully we are sticking with that. Now, I do have an update on some information as far as we were talking about this morning. And I guess the main information is with Sears. We talked about the Sears building becoming a storage, and I got a message during the break there that it's going to be temperature controlled storage. So I don't know if that means you can put your meat and your groceries in there. I don't know what temperature controlled storage is. Well, I think I know what it is, but I'm not sure why you would need it, unless you were storing something that needed to be stored at a particular temperature, which I don't think we have here in Marion. Do we have any temperature-controlled storages here in Marion? Not that I'm aware of. But, so anyway, it looks like Sears is going to be temperature-controlled storage. Now, here's another caveat to the whole thing. Apparently, Speedway, which is across the street there, has been there for years, is building a new gas station that will be on the corner there in what used to be the Sears parking lot. And that's what all the construction is going on there. And the old one, the old Speedway across the street, apparently will be torn down. The old Speedway across the street will be torn down. So there's some information for you. Does anybody know anything else about that? That came from a listener via the internet. 740-383-9944. So the old Sears building out in the Marion Center Mall will be a temperature-controlled storage. And in that parking lot is where Speedway will be built. And the Speedway that is across the street there, or I guess next to it, I guess you would say, will be torn down, and Speedway will be put in that parking lot, which is kind of interesting. The only reason I can think that that would be being done is that will put Speedway in the county, because I believe Barks Road is the city-county line there. So if Speedway moves from where it is on the corner there to across the street where the mall is, it will now be in the county instead of the city. Now, does anybody want to check my facts on that? 740-383-9944. Also, we were wondering, did Chicken Shack close up? We had some reports, and I had heard that Chicken Shack possibly had closed up due to food prices. Also, we want to know, has anybody been to the barbecue and ice cream place, the new barbecue and ice cream place, out on Route 4 here, just up South Prospect Street? beyond the Moto Mart and where Super Duper Grocery Store used to be. Has anybody been out there and eaten? And we had another question earlier, but I'm not sure what it was. We know that Hauser Racing is going where Office Max was, out by the House of Hunan. We're still not sure about Certified. We know that they're pulling the pumps up. We don't know if they're putting anything back in or not at this point. And Sika is going out on Route 98 and 309, and Del Taco is being held up because of a supply issue. So those are the stats as we have them now. What was the... Oh, just on the tip of my tongue there, the other issue I was thinking of. Well, it went away again, so hopefully it'll plop back in my mind before the hour is up. But want to know if anybody ate at the barbecue and ice cream place, or does anybody know anything about Chicken Shack possibly closing its doors because of food cost? 740-383-9944. But you got your temperature-controlled storage and your new Speedway coming out where the mall is now. Well, Sears, I guess we should say, where Sears is now. Okay, we've got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, and we've got tickets to the Willie Nelson concert. Yeah, I heard that was going on tonight down at the Ohio State Fair. Now, we're going to draw for these tickets at, I'm not sure if it's going to be 12:30 or 12:45, but you just need to make sure you can get in here and get them before 1:10, 1:15, because, obviously, the concert's tonight. Same thing with the Dublin Irish Festival tickets, because that goes on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. We're getting a call. This is a good sign. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, since nobody else is calling in to tell you, you are coming in good, but you're right. The other people that's going to be calling in on the phones is going to sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. So that's why sometimes we don't understand what if somebody gave an answer and we miss it, because we didn't understand what they said. So if you'd repeat what people answer, maybe they would get it, or if you could.
Well, I'm not sure how the pastor's show was taped. I know it was done over the phone, obviously, but I'm not sure if it was done in the studio or someplace else. So I'm not really sure why it sounded that way, because I believe Adam taped that. So I really don't know what happened there, but hopefully you could make out some of it this morning.
Yeah, well, it was hard, and like you have had other people, I would guess speakers, I can't make out a thing they've said because it's just so fuzzy, like cotton.
You know what the problem is? When we all had landline telephones, the connection was good. But when you're calling on a cell phone, if you're in a bad area, or you don't have your mouth right up on the cell, or you're on the Bluetooth, or your carrier's not as good, or your phone's not as good, phones just don't sound like they used to, unfortunately.
Yep.
And no way to fix that problem. That's not on our end, unfortunately, and it's unfortunate that that has happened, but... That's the way it goes. But a temperature-controlled storage and Speedway moving across the street. Had you heard about that?
No, I didn't. And like in the Sears, I've seen they're going in and they're gutting out the building. They've got stuff covering the windows so you can't see what they're doing. But I've watched from the other end where they used to have the trucks go in at the garage doors. They have dumpsters out there, and they're just tearing stuff out of there. So I don't know what they're doing in there. They're making a great big open space right now.
Yeah, I guess temperature-controlled storage in the old Sears building, but the reason the parking lot's being revamped is to move Speedway across the street, and they're going to tear down the old one. Now, the only reason I can think they're doing that is to move to the county at this point. I can't think of any other logical reason that they would be doing that.
No, not financially either. That's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, just to move across the street, because, I mean, I can't see the store being any bigger at this point, so that would be the only advantage that I could imagine there would be.
Yeah, and they got to dig those tanks up, too.
They'll have to dig those tanks up, too. So a lot of changes going on here in Marion over the next few months, and hopefully one day we find out what's going on with Chicken Shack or this new barbecue. What even the name of this new barbecue place is, barbecue and ice cream place?
I don't know. Your other guy called in yesterday or day before and gave you a name, something barbecue and chill or something. I can't remember what he said it was going to be.
Well, maybe we'll hear from somebody, but we'll start giving away these tickets or at least getting people registered for these tickets.
Okay, but if you could probably repeat the answer back after the person called in, that would help clarify that.
Too. Okay, well, so let me know after a while if you're hearing people okay.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, apparently I'm coming through loud and clear. Now, did the last caller come through loud and clear? That's the question. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, here's one more thing to add to your list of the booming metropolis of Marriott, Ohio.
Do I work for the Streets and Sewers Department or something? I feel like I'm starting to work for the city.
Anyway, you know the abandoned office building next to Marion Manor on Executive? It was that empty for years?
On Executive, Marion Manor, an office building.
Well, anyway...
Was it the Juvenile Detention Center?
Someone bought that and cleaned it up, and now that's Crawford Orthodontics.
Oh, was that the one that used to be the Juvenile Detention Center?
On Executive?
On Executive.
You know where Marion Manor Nursing Home is?
Well, Marion Manor, I was thinking of something else. Yeah, oh yeah, now I'm where we, yeah, I'm... So they've turned that into a
Welcome
dentist.
Welcome back, Scott.
Well, you know what I thought? I thought you were talking about East Lawn Manor.
Nope.
Yeah, Marion Manor. Yeah, I know where you are. Out here in Doctor's Park now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And beside it, there was an empty building that sat there empty for years. Someone bought that, cleaned it up, and now that it's Crawford Orthodontics.
Now, you like to eat out a lot. Have you heard anything about the Chicken Shack?
I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know if they're open or not. I heard that. Oh, I know what the other thing was. It just popped back in my head. That Bath & Body Works, at the end of their term, was going to move out by Kohl's. Had you heard that?
I had heard that. I don't remember where I heard that from, but I had heard that. And I don't care where they go, as long as they don't go bye-bye, because I love me some Bath & Body Works.
Well, you know, to me, I'm not saying anything about the mall. That's actually where we started 8.5 years ago. But I haven't been in there in a long time. What is left beside the nail salon, the theater, and Bath & Body Works?
Joey and Fabric from the Dollar Tree?
Well, you can't even enter the Dollar Tree from the mall, though.
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of wasn't there some kind of axe-throwing thing out there? It was called Bad Axe Entertainment or something?
I don't know. It could be.
Yeah, they were advertising it. There was a sign out front where they were advertising it, but I never went in there, and I don't ever go in there.
Well, it's interesting. Well, that's interesting to know. So, a new orthodontist place.
Crawford Orthodontics.
Orthodontics. Over here by Marion Manor Nursing Home.
But that's what I like to see, you know. That makes the town look shabby when these buildings sit empty. It's nice to see when someone paints them up and cleans them up and gets them up and running and makes that part of it.
Well, have you been out here to the barbecue and ice cream place on Route 4?
No, I haven't.
I thought about going out, I mean, I'm only a mile away from it here. I thought about maybe going to have lunch when I'm done here today out there. But, you know, I'm not a huge barbecue person, and I'm not even sure what they're talking about when they're saying barbecue. Are they, like, beef barbecue sandwiches or barbecue chicken? What are they talking about?
I don't know. My favorite place to get barbecue is Tackett.
Is Tackett still in business?
They're over there on Bell Fountain. But remember where the old ice cream junction was?
Oh, yeah. Oh, by Dino's.
Yeah, they have, like, a food truck sitting in there.
I tell you, that's my next career, food truck.
Well, what are you going to sell?
Well, I think I'm going to sell hot dogs because there's not a lot of overhead in it, and I make a really good tuna on toast. And I will put my special ingredients in the tuna and toast. And also, I can do the everything sauce for the special hot dogs.
Well, you know what they say, Scott. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Just like the tour of Marion's Christmas lights, which we'll have to get done this year.
Here we go again.
Here we
have
go.
A good show.
Well, I know I'll be hearing from you. It's Willie Day.
Oh, you know it.
I know.
You know
get ready. We're on the road again.
Same on, baby.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our good friend Sarah, hopefully you heard her well. Well, there you go. Another up update on... I feel like Marion should really hire me at this point to update people on what changes are going on in the community. Because now there is apparently an orthodontist shop over by Marion Manor in what was an abandoned office building. Bath and Body Works was the one I could not think of earlier. Now I've written it down so I won't forget it again. I've heard that Bath and Body Works is moving from the mall to the Kohl's area at the end of their current term. Has anybody else heard that? 740-383-9944, and then we've heard all this news about Sears at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Brittany Spears. Your resident geography geek is on the line.
Did we have a geography question?
Yes, regarding city versus
county. Oh, yes. Well, that, I know that that's fact.
Wherever else one might hang his or her hat. I pulled up a current map of the city of Marion, OH 433, not to, maybe it's odd, not odd in state, or whatever it is. And the mall area is fascinating in terms of the city limits. You have to help me out here. I do notice the post office is surrounded by the city, but it's actually not in the city, as you probably know. Barks Road, if you go directly north of it, that's between 423 and just east of the tracks that are just east of 4, that is the city, but the road itself and south is not the city. So, I mean, of course, the city is also in the county. Can you give me exactly where that speedway will be? Evans Road, as you know, kind of bisects the tracks with like a three-way intersection with 4. There and Smith and Osgood, those are all out of the city.
Well, it's
but
gonna...
if you're kind of on east toward the hospital, and then you're in the city. And then 423... as long as you're not really close to the post office or you're north of Barks, you are probably in the city. But then the city actually extends a bit to the southeast. So it's just kind of where the Social Security office and YMCA are in the city.
It's going to be in the mall parking lot where Sears is. And I know that's the county because...
Right, and that's south of Barks. Yeah, and that is just south. And that and the post office are... I mean county only, because I mean the city's obviously in the county, but I think it's a township, an unincorporated area, but it's not the city of Marion proper. But it really is on the border. The current speedway, it's just north. It's just at Barks, isn't it? Just north of Barks.
No, it's not north of Barks. Oh yeah, north.
It's
yes,
south.
Yes. No, it's north. You're right.
Yeah, because right there's a little piece. If you look, the northwest intersection of 423 and Barks, a little piece. I don't think it's more than a few feet each way, is not the city. But they often do that, like remember the casino in Columbus, they annex that area so it would get the city water and the taxes and all that, and other city services and city costs. So that may happen. Now, maybe there will be some kind of a move to annex it. I don't think anywhere really annexes as aggressively as Columbus.
Now, annex what?
Turn the non-city area into the city, which is what Columbus has been doing.
Oh, I don't think they'll do that.
I mean, for the last 100 years. Again, remember the casino, they annexed that area. It wasn't originally Columbus. It was Franklin Township.
Annexation's a bad word in Marion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The mentality is not the same as it is in Columbus, and that's good. I mean, there are bad things about annexation. I think Columbus could be a bit too aggressive about it. But, I mean, the casino was certainly a big step, so that's a bit of an exception. But I agree with you. I think that's part of the logic is do they want to be in an incorporated area? And probably not. And
so did you ever figure out who owned the certified property?
If you give me the address and give me a minute or two, you know the address?
I don't know the address, but I'm sure if you search certified Marion, Ohio, I'd give you the address.
Yeah, you can give me a minute here, Scott. I got the phone in one hand, my mouse.
Look it up and then call me back.
Is that the certified that's near that's one that's near the station or the one that's near the mall?
Well, it's across from CVS Pharmacy. It's closer to the station than the mall.
Right, that's the one that's 2 blocks from the station.
Yeah.
Is that the only certified in Marion?
The only one that
property?
I know of.
97.
No, there's one on. No.
No, not 301 South Main, not 976 East Center.
Right, not
so
Center Main.
301 South Main.
There you go.
Okay, give me about 30 seconds, Scott. I am lightning fast and don't want to insult anything, but the internet's faster at my house. I got gigabit internet. Property search, 301 South Main, right? Okay, so we have address. Because I tried to find the mall one in the Sears. but I wasn't too successful at that. So 301 S Main. Well, we have Raymond C. Wolfell, trustee.
Who knows?
Raymond is.
I do not, but it's interesting. You could probably
His address is 57. I mean, it's public information. I'm not giving anything. I'm not giving anything that's privileged. 5773 East Harding Highway. Oh, Caledonia. You have friends in Caledonia.
I do.
The land value appraised land and building value is about $64,000. That's a nice property for $64,000.
Yeah, that's not very expensive.
That's a nice property. Maybe the landlord will buy it and just take over the entire near south side of Marion.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe your friend in Caledonia, the attractive blonde one, maybe she knows Raymond because they're kind of like neighbors.
I don't know.
Okay, well, you can ask. Okay, well, I thought I would pass that over to you.
All right.
I will send that over to you by Facebook because
it
is kind of fascinating.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Just call me the City Information Department today. That's what we are here. 35 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. How does anybody feel about all these changes going on in Marion? It's kind of interesting when you think about it. But the unanswered questions remain. What's going to happen with Bath & Body Works? Is it going to stay in the mall? Or is it going to move across town? What do you think of a Sears building being turned into a temperature-controlled storage unit? Speedway moving across the street with the old one torn down? What do you make of all this? Scott Spears, City Public Relations Director, go ahead.
I don't know why.
I know. I tell you, the mayor's going to put me on the payroll.
Well, I think the mayor ought to back you, or someone ought to volunteer to be a lawyer for you. But anyway, that place, that ice cream place they're on Route 4, that's been an ice cream place for 100 years. But I'm not sure if they're open yet. I know they're working on it. They got the tables and stuff set out. But the other day when I went past, it looked like the windows weren't uncovered or anything. So maybe they're not open yet. I'm not sure. But, it's been an ice cream place forever and ever. So I don't know. We'll have to see. But thank you very much for keeping us updated. It's much better than the Marion Star.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Again, phone lines are open. Well, apparently the ice cream and barbecue place just out here beyond the Moto Mart and where Super Duper used to be on Route 4. Apparently, I can't go there for lunch today because they might not be open yet. Does anybody else know anything about that? 740-383-9944. And our other unanswered questions continue to be, Bath & Body Works, will they be moving from the mall to Kohl's at the end of their current lease? All right, well, here comes another call with some more information, we hope. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, temperature-controlled storage is good, you know, if you store furniture, antiques, cars, things like that. You know, it's good to have temperature-controlled storage.
Do we have a temperature-controlled storage here in Marion?
No.
Well, see, there you go. This person's probably going to make big money, big bank on this.
And a lot of those places down in Columbus at temperature-controlled storage, they'll have pods. Or they can take out to your house, and you load it up, and then they'll bring it back to the facility and store it in their temperature-controlled storage.
Well, that's interesting. Now, what do you make of Speedway moving across the street?
Oh, that's surprising.
I think that's probably a taxation move, moving from the city to the county.
It might make it easier to get in and out there.
You know, I certainly hope they repave that parking lot, because Sears parking lot is like the surface of the moon. There's more craters in that parking lot than the moon.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just got a call. Somebody wanted to know if this was WWGH radio.
Your house?
Yeah, my house.
Now, who was that?
I don't know. The phone number ain't nowhere close.
Yeah, how would they even know your phone number?
Yeah, 5370. I mean, yours is 9944. I mean, it's not like you missed out a digit or something.
Well, and I've never given your number out over the air.
Yeah, so.
But they wanted to know if it was WWGH radio.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, that's because we're hot here.
I guess, but
we're public relations.
Something stranger.
Something. Hey, well, you know what? Today might be a good day. You might actually catch Michelle. And I could really use that lunch today because she could deliver it here to the station. And I could, you know, during this whole Willie Nelson bit, I'll probably be exhausted by 1 o'clock.
Every time I call out there, she's never there.
Well, I tell you, they open. She might be there now because they get there a little bit before. You should call right now and see if anybody answers the phone and see if she's there.
And then one time I called, and the girl went to get her, and she come back in about 30 seconds and said, no, Michelle's not here.
Well, give it a try now because she might go in and prep the food, and they open in about 20 minutes, so you might get her now.
Did you see her the other day when you was out there?
No, but we didn't stay very long, so that didn't... It was like the middle of the day, Sunday. She probably takes Sundays off.
Oh, yeah.
So give her a buzz right now and let me know.
Okay,
bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All kinds of public relations information here. And again, just to run all this down, and if you have any questions or anything to add, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Sika Building is being built out on 98 and 309. That's what's going on out there. Bath and Body Works may be moving from the mall to the Kohl's area at the end of their current lease. We're still looking for information on that. The old Sears building over here by the Marion Center Mall is becoming temperature-controlled storage. Speedway's moving across the street, and they're going to tear down the old Speedway out here on Delaware Avenue, moving into the mall parking lot. Certified on Main Street, we don't know what's going on there yet completely. We just know that the pumps are being taken out. Office Max, which was out behind the mall, it was Wolf Brothers something or another for a while. That's Hauser Racing now. I think a storage area. A new barbecue and ice cream place out behind Super Duper here on Route 4. But we're not sure if they're open, so if anybody knows anything about that, let me know. Did the Chicken Shack close up because of food cost prices? We don't know about that either. So that's the rundown as we have. Oh, and a new orthodontist place over by Marion Manor on Executive Drive here in Marion, in Doctors Park. All right, if you have anything to add to that, or if you know anything about Bath and Body Works moving, or Certified having the pumps torn out over here on Main Street, or the Chicken Shack, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Also, want to know if the barbecue and ice cream place is open out behind Super Duper. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Here we are. All right. Now, we do have the Willie Nelson tickets for the fair tonight, the Ohio State Fair. I believe he starts at 7:30 tonight. And we do have tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, which goes on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. We're going to do the drawings for these items probably 12:30, 12:45 today. You got to pick them up before 1:15. So let's get started. You can enter as many times as you like. It's going to be Family Feud, just like we've done it the last 2 weeks with the fair tickets. So let's get started here. Four answers in the first category. Okay, tell me a ball that's smaller than a baseball. Ah, there you go. Four of them. Tell me a ball that's smaller than a baseball. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tell me a ball that's smaller than a baseball. Does anybody know the answer to that particular question? Maybe somebody does here. Go ahead, caller.
Golf ball,
number one answer. In for Willie, right? Well, she hung up quick. I think she wanted Willie tickets. I should put her in for the Dublin Irish Festival and see how that goes. All right, here comes another answer. Down the pike, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Ping pong ball.
Ping pong ball, number two on the list. And you went in for Willie, right?
Right.
Willie Nelson. Lee's in for Willie Nelson. Lee and Sarah so far in with in fourth Willie Nelson tickets. All right, here comes another answer. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Tennis ball.
Tennis ball, number three on the list. What's your name?
Glenn Fissel.
Glenn Fissell, do you want to be in for Willie or the Dublin Irish Festival?
Willie.
Now, do you listen normally, Glenn?
I'm just starting.
Well, good. I'm glad you're starting with us today. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay.
Glenn Fissell. There's a new listener out there in listener land. We got golf ball, ping pong ball, tennis ball, still one left. Tell me a ball that's smaller than a baseball. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like. We have Sarah, Lee, and Glenn Fissell in for the Willie Nelson tickets. We also have the Dublin Irish Festival tickets. Good today, tomorrow, and Sunday. You can enter both competitions, by the way. Depends on how many answers you get right. Go ahead, caller.
A ball that you play jacks with.
No, not a ball that you play jacks with, but a good guess. What are those balls you play jacks with? Well, it's not a ping pong ball. What, a bounce ball, rubber ball, I guess is what you call those. No rubber ball on the list. A ball that's smaller than a baseball. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
What about a paintball?
No paintball, but that's a good guess. Paintball does not make the list. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on chugging back in here. All right, go ahead, caller.
I do want Willie tickets.
Well, you hung up on me, you rude thing, you.
I'm sorry, I got excited. I'm sorry, will you forgive me?
Didn't you lecture me the other day about hanging up on people?
I'm sorry.
Isn't there irony involved in that?
I'm a hypocrite. How about a billiard ball?
Not a billiard ball, but it's a good guess.
Okay.
No billiard ball on the list today. Tell me a ball that's smaller than a baseball. We've got golf ball, ping pong ball, tennis ball. We got Sarah Lee and Glenn Fissell in for the Willie Nelson ticket so far. You know, I invited one of our old station personalities in to help me with this today. Maybe they'll show up before 1 o'clock today. I haven't heard a response from them yet, but I thought they might want to be here on the big Willie Nelson day. 740-383-9944. I know this last one's kind of difficult, isn't it? Name a ball that's smaller than a baseball. Now we've got golf ball, ping pong ball, tennis ball. What other ball do we not have yet? 740-383-9944. Tickets to win Willie Nelson tonight at the Ohio State Fair. 7:30 start time, or tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, going on all weekend in Dublin over at Kaufman Park. Go ahead, caller.
The ball that you play jacks with.
Nope, not a rubber ball. No rubber ball on the list. Not that ball everybody likes to play jacks with. Isn't it? It's a rubber ball, but they call it something. Somebody will know. The people guessing will know. Go ahead, caller.
What about the racquetball?
Not a racquetball, but that's a good guess, too. Racquetball does not show up on the list today. Name a ball smaller than a baseball. We've got a golf ball, a ping pong ball, and a tennis ball. What's the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
About an eyeball.
Eyeball's a good guess. Not an eyeball, though.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I like that one. Eyeball. That's our good friend Ralph out there. He's sounding good this morning. I like to hear that. Hope he and his wife are doing good. Not a golf ball, not a ping pong ball, not a tennis ball. What's that final ball? Smaller than a baseball. Be creative. Go ahead, caller.
How about a handball?
Not a handball. No handball on the list here, but that's a good one, too. You know, a lot of people used to play handball. I think they did that over at the racquetball club. You don't hear a whole lot of that anymore. Tell me a ball that's smaller than a baseball. Golf ball, ping pong ball, tennis ball, those are the ones we got. Go ahead, caller.
A wiffle ball?
Not a wiffle ball. Not a wiffle ball. The old wiffle balls with the holes in them. Remember the old wiffle balls? Tell me a ball that's smaller than a baseball. 740-383-9944. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
A pickleball.
Not a pickleball. No pickleballs on the list today. A ball that's smaller than a baseball. We've got golf ball, ping pong ball, tennis ball. Willie Nelson tickets here in Dublin Irish Festival. Go ahead, caller.
What about a ball like in pinball?
Not a pinball, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
No pinball. But these are all good guesses, all balls that are smaller than a baseball. That's what we're looking for. Still have one answer left here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
What about a gumball?
You got it, the old gumball, absolutely. Did you want to be in the competition, Judy?
No.
Okay. Are you doing okay today? You sound a little hoarse.
Oh, it's just allergies.
So. Oh, allergies. Well, I'm glad you're out there.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye. One of our longtime listeners, Judy Criss, up out there. Gumball, absolutely. Tell me a ball that's smaller than a baseball. Golf ball, ping pong ball, tennis ball, and gumball. Okay, Ralph was on the right track with eyeball. It was a creative answer. Okay, next category. Now, this is strange, but it's what it is. Name one thing people do to imitate a dog. Four answers. Name something people do to imitate a dog. Four answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something people do to imitate a dog. What would that be? Tickets to Willie Nelson and the Dublin Irish Festival on tap here. Go ahead, caller.
Bark.
Bark. Number one on the list. Gotcha.
Okay.
Sarah in again for the Willie Nelson concert. Name one thing people do to imitate a dog. All right. Go ahead, caller.
They bark.
We just got bark.
They pant.
Pant. Pant is number two on the list. Absolutely. Have you called Michelle yet?
Yeah, but you get no answer.
Okay, well, give it about 9 minutes and give her a call.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, pant, number two on the list. Name something people do to imitate a dog. We've got bark and pant. Still two answers left. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Scratch?
No scratching on the list. Scratching is not on the list today. Name something people do to imitate a dog. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Beg.
Beg, absolutely. Number four. Did you want to be in for Willie Nelson or Dublin Irish Festival?
Yeah, me and for Sarah. Put my name in for Sarah.
All right. So we got you in for Willie.
All right. Thank
you. All right. All right. Judy Smith in for Willie, but I guess playing for Sarah today. Now, who's Sarah going to take to Willie Nelson? That's the question, if she should win. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Well, they eat.
They do eat, but it's not on the list. Good guess, though. Eating? Yeah, they got to eat, but not on this particular list here this morning. Name one thing people do to imitate a dog. We got bark, pant, and beg. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
They roll over and play dead.
Not roll over and play dead. Good guess. Not rolling over and playing dead. Name one thing people do to imitate a dog. 740-383-9944. Willie Nelson tickets, Dublin Irish Festival tickets. Go ahead, caller.
Not rolling over.
Go ahead.
They howl.
Howl. No howling on the list. No howling on the list today. Name one thing people do to imitate a dog. Bark, pant, beg. One answer left here. Who's going to get it? Let's see if this person's going to get it. Go ahead, caller.
How about whine and whimper?
Not whine and whimper. That's a good guess, though.
Okie doke.
The old whine and whimpering is certainly a good guess, but not on the list today. Name one thing people do to imitate a dog. Bark, pant, beg. Go ahead, caller.
They get down on all fours, their hands and their knees.
You got it. Down on all fours. That is the answer. We got you, Lee. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Lee gets in again. I think Lee's our leader right now. Lee's got three entries. Sarah's got two. Judy Smith in once, and Glenn Fissel in once. On to our next category. Well, we're getting a call here. Let's see what this is. Go ahead, caller. Go. Oh, did we lose that caller? I think we lost that caller. All right. Maybe. In any event, name a reason people might change their name. There's the next category. Four answers. Name a reason people might change their name. Four answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a reason people might change their name. Go ahead, caller.
They got married.
They got married. Number one on the list. Gotcha.
Okay.
They changed their name because they got married. Name a reason people might change their name. Three other answers. 55 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
So they got adopted.
Adopted. Let's see here. No adoption on the list.
Okay.
No adoption on the list today. Name a reason people might change their name. We've got married. Well, that's the only one we've got so far. We've still got three others here. Go ahead, caller.
They're in the witness protection program.
Well, you know, oddly enough, that is on the list. Witness protection program is number three on the list. Gotcha, Judy.
I think that's where me and Sarah's going.
Oh, the two of you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hope you win.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Witness protection program. Name a reason people might change their name. We've got married, witness protection program. Two more answers on the list. Go ahead, caller.
They got divorced.
Absolutely. You get married and you get divorced. That's reason for another name change. Thanks, Lee.
Yep.
Lee gets in again. Of course, divorce will cause you to change your name. One reason left here. Boy, we're flying through these today. It's the Willie Nelson tickets. Willie Nelson culture. Go ahead, caller.
I was just going to say divorce.
It was a good guess.
You beat me to it.
Good guess. Thanks, Judy. Divorce was a good guess. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. We've got the Willie Nelson tickets here for tonight at the Ohio State Fair, 7:30, and the Dublin Irish Festival going on all weekend. Go ahead, caller.
They became famous.
They became famous, not becoming famous. Becoming famous, apparently not a reason to change your name on this particular list. 57 minutes past the hour. Name a reason people might change their name is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
A better name?
Well, yeah, their name is lame. Yeah, a better name. Who do we got?
I don't want in your contest, but put Lee in.
Okay, we shall do that. Thank you. All right, a person playing for Lee out there. Those are our categories. Name a reason a person might change their name. Got married, their name is lame, witness protection, and divorce. All right, we'll start. Now, remember, we're going to play this next hour as well, so don't go anywhere. But we've got 2 minutes left this hour, so we'll start the next category. Name an activity where a person might come up for air. Name an activity where a person might come up for air. Four answers on this list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour. Tickets to Willie Nelson tonight at 7:30 at the Ohio State Fair. And Dublin Irish Festival tickets. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Swimming.
Well, let's see here. Swimming. Absolutely. Number one. Are you taking Judy Smith if you win?
Yeah, she just said and told you we were going.
Well, I don't know if you had confirmed that or not.
Oh, yes. There has been a confirmation.
All right. Swimming. Got it.
We're on the road again.
Sarah. Sarah and Judy playing together here this morning to try to go to Willie Nelson tonight, 7:30 at the Ohio State Fair. Swimming was number one. Name an activity where a person might need to come up for air. That is the category. Go ahead, caller.
Swimming?
We just got swimming. Swimming we already took care of. Name an activity where a person might have to come up for air. 740-383-9944. 59 and a half minutes past the hour. Remember, we're going to break here, but we are coming back. Go ahead, caller.
Scuba diving.
Scuba diving, number two on the list. Got you in, Trish. Trish in for the Willie Nelson tickets now. All right, still 30 seconds left here. Is anybody else going to get the other two? Something, an activity where you might come up for air. Go ahead, caller.
Kissing.
Kissing, number three on the list. Glenn got you in again.
Okay.
All right, Glenn Fissel gets in again here today. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Think on it. An activity where people come up for air. We've still got one answer left here. Willie Nelson tickets, Dublin Irish Festival tickets. Right back after 15-minute break.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And